بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل جاء الحق وما يبدئ الباطل وما يعيد.
Verse number 49. O Messenger, say to these idolaters who reject, the truth which is Islam has come, and falsehood, which has no effect or supremacy, has gone, and it will not return to its dominance.
قُلْ إِنْ ضَلَلْتُ فَإِنَّمَا أَضِلُّ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَإِنِ اهْتَدَيْتُ فَبِمَا يُوحِي إِلَيَّ رَبِّي إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ قَرِيبٌ.
Verse number 50. O Messenger, say to these idolaters who reject, if I go astray from the truth in what I convey to you, the harm of my misguidance is confined to me. None of it will affect you. And if I am guided to him, it is due to what my Lord reveals to me. He is hearing of my sayings, of his servants and near. It not being difficult for him to hear what I say.
وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ فَزِعُوا فَلَا فَوْتَ وَأُخِذُوا مِنْ مَكَانٍ قَرِيبٍ.
Verse number 51. And if you were to see, O Messenger, when these deniers will be terrified, when they see the punishment on the day of judgment, so there will be no place for them to run to from it, nor any refuge for them to resort to. And they will be seized from a nearby place, which is easy to reach from the very beginning. If you were to see that, you would see a strange matter.
وَقَالُوا آمَنَّا بِهِ وَأَنَّا لَهُمُ التَّنَاوُشُ مِنْ مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ.
Verse number 52. And they will say when they see their faith, we have brought faith in the day of judgment. But how will they pursue and acquire faith when the place of accepting faith has gone far from them, by their leaving the worldly abode, the abode of action and no reward, to the abode of the hereafter, the abode of reward and no action?
وَقَدْ كَفَرُوا بِهِ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَيَقْذِفُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ مِنْ مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ.
Verse number 53. And how will faith be attained for them and accepted from them when they had disbelieved in it, in the worldly life, and would suspiciously accuse from a direction far from the truth, thus saying about the Messenger, peace be upon him, magician, soothsayer, and poet?
وَحِيلَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ كَمَا فُعِلَ بِأَشْيَاعِهِمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا فِي شَكٍّ مُرِيبٍ.
Verse number 54. And these deniers were prevented from that which they desire, from the pleasure of this life, as well as repentance from disbelief, salvation from the fire, and returning to the worldly life, just as was done with their likes from the nations before them who denied. They were in doubt about what the messengers brought, i.e., believing the oneness of Allah and faith in the resurrection. Surah Al-Fatir, the Originator. Topic of the Surah. It focuses on presenting the manifestations of Allah's power and perfection in the creation, and the incentives to glorify Him, fear Him, bring faith in Him, and remember His favors.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
Explanation. Verse number 1. All praise is for Allah, creator of the heavens and the earth, without a precedent, and who made from the angels messengers, who execute his regulatory commands. Some of them convey the revelation to the prophets and strengthen them to perform what they were entrusted with. Some of them have 2, 3, or 4 wings through which they can fly to carry out what they have been ordered. Allah increases his creation in what he wishes of limbs, beauty, or voice. Allah is powerful over everything. Nothing is outside his ability.
ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده وهو العزيز الحكيم.
Verse number 2. The keys to everything are in Allah's hands. So whatever provision, guidance, or good fortune He opens up for people, nobody has the ability to stop it. And whatever He stops of this, there is nobody who is able to send it after He has stopped it. And He is the mighty whom nobody can overpower, wise in His creating, decreeing, and planning.
Ya ayyuha an-nas udhkuru ni'mata Allahi alaykum. هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض لا إله إلا هو فأنى تؤفكون.
Verse number 3. O people, remember Allah's favor on you through your hearts and tongues, and through your limbs by action. Do you have any creator besides Allah, who provides you from the sky with the water, He sends to you and who provides you from the earth, with the fruits and crops He grows? There is no true Allah besides Him. So how, after this, do you turn away from this truth and fabricate lies against Allah, and claim that Allah has partners when He is the one who created all of you and provides for all of you? Beneficial points. 1. The scene of the terror of the disbelievers on the Day of Judgment will be a great scene. 2. The place where faith will benefit in this world because it is the abode of action. 3. The greatness of the creation of the angels shows the greatness of their Creator.
وَإِن يُكَذِّبُوكَ فَقَدْ كُذِّبَتْ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ.
Verse number 4. And if your people deny you, O Messenger, be patient, because you are not the first messenger whose people denied him. As nations before you have denied their prophets, such as Ad, Thamud, and the people of Lut, and to Allah alone all matters are returned, so He will destroy the deniers and help His messengers and the believers.
يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور.
Verse number 5. O people, the resurrection and recompense on the Day of Judgment, which Allah has promised you, are true without a doubt. So the pleasures of the worldly life and its desires should not deceive you from preparing for this day through good actions, nor should the Satan deceive you by his adornment of falsehood and by inciting you to incline towards the worldly life.
إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير.
Verse number 6. O people, the Satan is for you an enemy whose enmity is everlasting. So take him as an enemy by committing to fighting him. But Satan only calls his followers towards disbelief in Allah, so that their outcome is to enter the burning fire on the Day of Judgment.
الذين كفروا لهم عذاب شديد والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير.
Verse number 7. Those who disbelieved in Allah by following the Satan will have a severe punishment, and those who believe in Allah and do good actions will have forgiveness from Allah for their sins, and will have a great reward from Him, which is Paradise.
أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ فلا تذهب نفسك عليهم حسرات إن الله عليم بما يصنعون.
Verse number 8. The one for whom the Satan has beautified his bad actions, and he thinks them to be good, is not like the one for whom Allah has beautified the truth, and so he believes it to be the truth. Because Allah leads astray whom He wants and guides whom He wants, without anyone to compel Him. So do not destroy yourself, O Messenger, out of grief over the misguidance of the misguided. Allah is knowing of what they do. Nothing of their actions is hidden from Him.
وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحَ فَتُثِيرُ سَحَابًا فَسُقْنَاهُ إِلَى بَلَدٍ مَّيِّتٍ فَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا كَذَلِكَ النُّشُورُ.
Verse number 9. Allah is the one who sent the winds. Then these winds move clouds. Then I lead these clouds to a land in which there are no plants. Then I give life through its water, causing plants to grow after being dead and dry. So just as I gave life to this land after its death, through the plants I placed in it, the resurrection of the dead will happen on the Day of Judgment.
من كان يريد العزة فلله العزة جميعا. إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه والذين يمكرون السيئات لهم عذاب شديد ومكر أولئك هو يبور.
Verse number 10. Whoever wants honor in this world or in the hereafter should only seek it from Allah, because for Allah alone is honor in both of them. His pleasant remembrance is elevated to Him, and the good deeds of His servants are raised to Him. And those who make evil schemes, such as trying to kill the Messenger, peace be upon him, will have a severe punishment, and the scheming of these disbelievers will perish, and no objective of theirs will be realized.
وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَمَا تَحْمِلُ مِنْ أُنْثَى وَلَا تَضَعُ إِلَّا بِعِلْمِهِ وَمَا يُعَمَّرُ مِنْ مُعَمَّرٍ وَلَا يُنْقَصُ مِنْ عُمُرِهِ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ.
Verse number 11. Allah is the one who created your father Adam from soil. Then He created you from a sperm drop. Then He made you men and women who marry one another. And no female conceives a fetus, nor does she give birth except with his knowledge. Nothing of that is hidden from him. and the lifespan of any of his creation is not increased, nor is it decreased, except that is written in the preserved tablet, that which has been mentioned, namely creating you from soil, creating you in stages, and writing your lifespans in the preserved tablet, is easy for Allah. Beneficial points. 1. The Messenger, peace be upon him, has been consoled by mentioning the conditions of the messengers with their people. 2. Being deceived by the world is a means of turning away from the truth. 3. Taking the Satan as an enemy is by adopting the means which help protect against him, such as the remembrance of Allah, recitation of the Quran, acts of obedience, and leaving sins. 4. Allah is the Exalted.